Hi everyone, it's already been a week before I find it out. How time flies. Since our summer vacation is about to end, I suggest we all mourn for its short life for 3 minutes. 啊，不知不觉已经一周了，真是时光飞逝。暑假即将宣告结束，我建议我们一起为暑假君的夭折默哀3分钟吧。好的，本期节目到此结束，咱们下周再见。哎，你踹我干嘛？好好说，别动手啊你！先教大家说一句西班牙语吧 ，The Mission Impossible 在西语里面念 La Misión Imposible， 啊，还是跟英语蛮像的吧。In a world where betrayal is just some daily affair, one thing never changes. Tom Cruise is gonna run, and then he is gonna run some more, like a lot more. Well, seems that he did not skip his working out, right? Hell aerobic. 在这个背叛算是家常便饭的世界里，有一件事是保持真我一路不变的。阿汤哥会一直跑，然后再一直跑，一直跑。一直一直在一起啊，不是，是一直一直跑下去，跑到了天荒地老，生命不息，奔跑不止。你们家阿汤哥还真是会玩，嗯，看来平时下半身锻炼的还是挺好的嘛，呵呵，有氧运动万岁咯。家常便饭可以说是 daily affair， 就是日常会发生的事。 daily 呢就是每天都会有的意思，比如每天都有的报纸 China Daily 就是中国日报。我记得上中学的时候还有一种英语报纸啊，叫 English Weekly 英语周报，这个构词法是相似的吗？ Skip 只跳过啊，比如小时候电视里有到 Kiss 的镜头的时候呢，爸爸妈妈每次都会刚好那么不经意间随手就换了个台啊， Skip the shot of Kiss 就跳过了接吻的镜头。 And workout 指锻炼健身的意思啊， I've been working out to lose weight but it just didn't work。我一直在健身减肥，然而并没有什么卵用。哈、哦，这真是一个悲伤的故事。为你祈祷吧，我的朋友。So, whether you prefer the first movie, where Tom Cruise captured a rogue IMF agent and an arms dealer, or the second one, where Tom Cruise must capture an ex-IMF agent, going rogue and trying to become an arms dealer, or the third one, where Tom Cruise is framed as a rogue agent,to take down an arms dealer who is working with the actual rogue IMF agent. Or the fourth one, where Tom Cruise's entire team becomes rogue agents, only to be betrayed by an arms dealer. Wow, just saying, the world could be so much more peaceful if not for this stupid spy agency. Seriously, why is there always so many rogue agents? Is the payment too low?所以如果你喜欢第一部电影里面汤姆克鲁斯捕获了一只 IMF 叛变特工和一个军火贩子，或者你喜欢第二部里面汤姆克鲁斯必须去追捕一个立志要成为军火贩子的 IMF 边界特工，或者你喜欢第三部里面汤姆克鲁斯被陷害成一个边界特工然后去追捕一个真正边界特工和与他合作的军火贩子，或者你喜欢第四部里面汤姆克鲁斯整个团队都成了便捷特工然后被军火贩子玩弄于股掌间。哇，说说而已啊，可要是没有这种猪一样的特工机构，世界会不会和平得多啊？为毛永远有这么多便捷特工啊？老板是欠薪不发了吗？你们这些拖欠农民工工资的黑心老板啊，你们这样子是不行的。 Capture 捕获抓获。 Look what we've captured. Wow, and Wild Sister 17.It is said that the fresh 17 is very nutritious. Oh, 看我们抓到了什么？一只啊，一只野生的17姐呢？据说鲜榨的17姐营养十分丰富啊。Rogue agent, 便捷特工，叛变者。Arms dealer 呢，指军火贩子。其实我一直很好奇，军火贩子工作模式是什么？是不是像小时候那卖棒冰的棒冰贩子一样，推着小三轮走大街串小巷的吆喝说：“来，绿豆手枪5毛钱一支，奶油机枪1块钱了。”Anyway, frame 本意呢是框架的意思，在口语里面呢有陷害捏造的意思。 I was just framed as a fat guy 啊，我只是被诬陷成胖子，其实正可瘦可瘦了，嗯，反正我信了。So deep down inside, I still appreciate this movie very much. Why? Tom Cruise, the little fresh meat, he could be all the reason why we're still so crazy about this dull and shitty plot, although after all these years, we can only suppose that he's already transformed into a piece of chilled meat.就我私心而论呢，朕还是非常喜欢这部电影的，原因呢就是汤姆克鲁斯这块小鲜肉啊，他是我们面对这种冗长又糟糕的电影仍然能保持热情的唯一理由。尽管过了这么多年呢，我们只能合理推测他可能已经成功蜕变成一块冷鲜肉了吧。那 fresh meat 就是小鲜肉， chilled meat 就是冷鲜肉了。 dull 呢还是一个很口语化的一个词，指无趣的、沉闷的。 What do you think of this novel? Oh, dull. What?But I find it very attractive. 你晓得这小说咋样啊？啊，呵呵。Yeah, 我咋觉得这书可带劲儿，可带劲儿嘞？啊，大概就是这个意思，大家自行体会一下吧。这次我们学习的内容呢，有 La Mission Impossible as Mission Impossible in English, Daily Affair 家常便饭 ，Skip 跳过 ，Workout 锻炼 ，Capture 捕获抓捕 ，Rogue Agent 便捷特工 ，Arm Stealer。军火贩子 and frame 陷害 fresh meat 小鲜肉 chilled meat 冷鲜肉 dull 无聊的。同志们呢，仍然可以在评论区留言，二师兄会在下期节目里为你把留言播报出来的。好，下面是彩蛋时间。呜呜呜呜，你还给织毛衣。本期节目到此结束，多谢围观，咱们下期再见喽。